Why should we need to completely rewrite India's history? India's historical economic dominance. Insights from Angus Maddison's report. One of the strongest arguments for revisiting and rewriting India's history comes from the economic research conducted by British economist Angus Maddison. In his seminal work on the global economy, The World Economy, A Millennial Perspective, Maddison reconstructed GDP data going back thousands of years. His findings provide powerful evidence that India was, for centuries, one of the most prosperous nations in the world. According to Maddison, from the 1st century CE until the 18th century, India held a remarkably high share of the global GDP. For example, in the year 1 CE, India accounted for approximately 33% of the world's GDP, making it the largest economy globally. Even as late as 1700 CE, India's share remained around 24%, just behind China at a time when much of Europe was still developing. These statistics challenge the widely held narrative that India was historically impoverished or stagnant before colonial intervention. Instead, they paint a picture of a flourishing civilization with advanced trade, agriculture, science, art, and governance. The colonial rewriting of Indian history, particularly by British historians, has often emphasized narratives of chaos, backwardness, and fragmentation to justify colonization as a civilizing mission. This framing has obscured centuries of indigenous innovation, prosperity, and cultural richness. Maddison's data offers a fact-based foundation to counter these claims and underscores the need for a more balanced and accurate portrayal of India's past. Rewriting history based on such empirical findings is not an exercise in nationalism, but one in historical justice. It allows Indian citizens and the world to understand the subcontinent's true contributions to global civilization. India as a global magnet for knowledge and wealth. India's historical prosperity was not limited to its impressive share of global GDP. The subcontinent was also a renowned center of learning, trade, and culture that attracted seekers of knowledge, fortune, and opportunity from across the world. The appeal of India's wealth and intellectual depth was so widespread that it drew in explorers, traders, scholars, and spiritual seekers for centuries. India as a global knowledge hub. Ancient universities like Nalanda and Takshashila were among the earliest organized centers of higher education in the world. These institutions hosted thousands of students and teachers from countries including China, Korea, Tibet, and even the Greco-Roman world. Chinese scholars like Xuanzang and Fahian undertook arduous journeys to India in the 5th, 7th centuries CE to study Buddhism, mathematics, medicine, and logic. Their detailed travelogues attest to India's intellectual dominance and cultural sophistication. India's global economic allure. The riches of India, from spices and textiles to diamonds and gold, made it a coveted destination for global trade. Indian goods were in high demand in ancient Rome, the Middle East, Southeast Asia, and China. So strong was India's reputation that Christopher Columbus set sail westward in search of a new sea route to India, mistakenly discovering the Americas in the process. Similarly, Vasco da Gama's successful voyage to India in 1498 marked the beginning of European colonial competition over Indian trade routes and resources. These explorers and scholars weren't drawn by myths or legends. They came in search of real and tangible riches, intellectual, spiritual, and material. India was not a land to be civilized, as colonial narratives later claimed. It was already a beacon of civilization. The fact that India was a destination for learning and wealth centuries before the rise of the modern West directly contradicts colonial narratives that portrayed it as primitive or stagnant. Recognizing this global magnetism challenges the imposed inferiority complex and restores rightful pride in India's historical role in shaping global progress. It is imperative, therefore, that India's history be rewritten to reflect not just its economic strength, but also its intellectual leadership and cultural influence on the ancient world. One of the most compelling reasons for rewriting India's history is the psychological and cultural empowerment it can provide to current and future generations. A society's understanding of its own past shapes its identity, values, and aspirations. For too long, India's historical narrative has been filtered through colonial and external lenses, often minimizing or misrepresenting its civilizational achievements. The impact of historical erasure. During colonial rule, British historians and administrators propagated a version of Indian history that emphasized internal divisions, stagnation, and decline. This was strategically designed to legitimize foreign domination by portraying Indian society as incapable of self-governance or progress without colonial intervention. As a result, generations of Indians grew up with a limited or distorted view of their own past, often unaware that their ancestors were pioneers in fields as diverse as mathematics and astronomy. Example, the concept of zero, decimal system, Aryabhatta, medicine, example, Sushruta's surgical techniques, Ayurveda, urban planning and architecture, example, Indus Valley civilization, spiritual and philosophical thought, example, Vedanta, Buddhism, Jainism, the power of pride and ownership. By rewriting Indian history to reflect its true richness, diversity and contributions, we enable Indian citizens, especially the youth, to develop a sense of belonging, confidence and purpose. This is not about romanticizing the past, but recognizing that India's historical journey is one of resilience, creativity and influence. When people are aware of their legacy, they are more likely to value and preserve their cultural heritage. They gain confidence to innovate and lead, knowing they come from a lineage of thinkers and builders. They are less susceptible to cultural inferiority complexes or historical misinformation. Restoring historical truth is a form of cultural healing. It allows India to reclaim its narrative from centuries of external distortion and empower its people to move forward with pride and clarity. In a globalized world where soft power and cultural identity matter more than ever, understanding one's own history is not optional. It is essential, quintessential. A major reason India's history must be rewritten is the persistent distortion and bias embedded in the narratives that have been taught for over a century. Much of the history taught in Indian schools and universities today is either directly derived from British colonial accounts or continues to be shaped by post-independence ideological frameworks that have often prioritized political convenience over historical truth. Colonial construction of Indian history. The British colonizers had a clear political motive in rewriting India's history. They needed to justify and legitimize their barbaric rule over a vast and ancient civilization. To do this, they overemphasized caste divisions, regional rivalries, and supposed backwardness to paint Indian society as inherently fractured and incapable of unity or progress. Depicted pre-British India as chaotic and stagnant, ignoring centuries of dynamic governance, economic prosperity and cultural flourishing under various Indian empires, downplayed or whitewashed colonial exploitation, including the extraction of wealth, the destruction of indigenous industries, and the creation of famines through economic mismanagement. Post-independence ideological bias. After 1947, instead of undertaking a full-scale review of colonial historiography, many Indian academic institutions continued to rely on British-era interpretations. In many cases, leftist and Marxist historians reinforced selective narratives, often downplaying or omitting the atrocities committed by foreign invaders, especially during Islamic conquests and the Mughal period, under the pretext of protecting communal harmony, promoting a narrative of victimhood and division that ignored India's resilience and unity, marginalizing indigenous voices and traditional knowledge systems, branding them as regressive or unscientific. Historical truth must not be sacrificed at the altar of political ideology or communal sensitivity. While harmony is vital, lasting harmony can only be achieved by truth and mutual understanding and justice, not on censorship or denial. Rewriting history is not about revenge or revisionism. It's about correction and clarity. An objective account must acknowledge the achievements of various civilizations and communities in India. The injustices and atrocities committed by invaders, colonizers, or internal power structures, the resilience of Indian society in preserving its culture, identity, and knowledge systems across centuries of foreign domination. Only by removing these systemic biases through these ways can India reclaim a narrative that is truthful, inclusive, and empowering. Vision of history writers, ignoring India's civilizational depth and regional diversity. Another critical flaw in the history currently taught across India is the narrow perspective and limited scope of the narrative. Mainstream historians, both during the colonial period and in post-independence academia, have often failed to appreciate the vast civilizational canvas of India, ignoring its deep philosophical traditions, regional histories, and spiritual heritage. Neglect of indigenous knowledge systems. India's history is not just recorded in foreign accounts or British archives. A rich and detailed account of its past is preserved in our scriptures, the Vedas, our itihasas like the Ramayana and Mahabharata, Puranas, and countless regional texts and oral traditions. These sources offer timelines of dynasties and rulers not mentioned in conventional textbooks that often contradict timelines inferred by Western historians based on cursory study of our literature. Philosophical and cultural histories that shaped Indian society across centuries. Descriptions of scientific, astronomical, and medical advancements far ahead of their time. However, most historians dismissed these texts as mythology rather than recognizing them as valuable civilizational records, requiring critical and contextual analysis. This reflects a deeply Eurocentric approach to history, where only written records aligned with Western standards of historicity are considered valid. The Delhi-centric bias. Another glaring issue is the overemphasis on events centered around Delhi and northern India, particularly from the Sultanate and Mughal periods. As a result, the rich histories of southern India, Cholas, Cheras, Hoysalas, Vijayanagara Empire, eastern India, Pala, Sena, and Kalinga dynasties, and northeastern India are given minimal attention. Tribal, maritime, and mercantile histories that played a significant role in India's cultural and economic landscape remain largely ignored. Contributions of regional saints, scholars, and reformers who shaped Indian spirituality and society are often treated as footnotes if mentioned at all. By focusing narrowly on political power struggles in and around Delhi, historians have denied students a true understanding of India as a decentralized, plural and civilizational state, not just a succession of empires ruling from one capital. Rewriting history with a broader lens, one that includes regional narratives, oral traditions and indigenous texts, would offer a far more complete and authentic understanding of India's past. Conclusion, a call for historical reclamation. India's history must be rewritten not out of nationalism, but out of necessity. The current narrative, shaped by colonial distortions, ideological biases, and narrow perspectives, fails to reflect the richness, complexity, and grandeur of India's past.